Alright, this is the second episode of the Beat the Books podcast for tennis. This last 3 days have been phenomenal. Today we went 8-1, our only Albion, Dennis Novak, which was up a set and a break. Probably like minus 1,000 live. We are up around like almost 12 units the last 3 days. We are up to a unit count of 33.45 units in profit this season so far. So I'd say that's pretty good for tennis. Kind of hard to have like a monster season because you don't have really any big plus money plays or anything like that. Like you can't hit a plus 2,000, 3,000 unless you parlay like the entire board, which is almost impossible to do. But now let's move on to... We'll start with French Open and we'll kind of recap yesterday's slate and go over the matches today. So the first match is Dominic Stricker versus Thiago Tarrante. Stricker is 7-1 on the season. Thiago is 16-10. I believe Stricker just won a Challengers Clay tournament. He did about 2 weeks ago. He beat Offner, Krajinovic, and Alves, all three pretty good wins. He is minus 220 on the money line. That will definitely be a parlay piece for me tomorrow. I think he's definitely getting to the main draw. He's a very young, good talent. He'll be the ATP Tour mainstay here soon. Kind of dealing with injuries this year. Tarrante on the other side, he's kind of just a... More so just a challenger's clay rat. Doesn't play hard courts really. Just grinds out clay like most Europeans do. I'll definitely be on Strickland running line and some sort of money line probably tomorrow. In the second match, we got Bagnes versus Martinez. They have never played before. Both have been struggling this season worse than they usually do. They're both just clay grinders. Martinez will play like hardcore tournaments when he has the ranking to do it, but he doesn't have the ranking anymore. Bagnes won in 3 sets today. Lost the first set pretty badly, won 6-1, then came back, won the next 2 sets. Martinez had a pretty easy first round opponent. Went into a tough first set tiebreaker, then won the second set 6-2. Martinez is minus 155 on the money line. This is probably just a stay away from me. It's just whoever has the better day, really. Which, if I had to choose, probably just the over. Because when you get 2 clay rats, it usually has 3 sets written all over it. So I might be in the over there tomorrow. But no money line play there for me, just because of how bad they've been this season. Hard to predict them. Then we got Silva versus Zepperi. Silva with an upset today over Bergs. Won that match in straight sets. He was like a plus 250 dog. Won 6-3, 6-3. Zepperi handled his match pretty easily. Won 6-3, 6-4. They've played one time 2 years ago. Silva won that matchup. It's two lefties, so it's always a interesting match because Zepperi's kick serve won't be as effective against Silva because he's also a lefty. That kind of evens out. Zepperi is 10-9 on the season. Pretty average season. But most of his losses are against pretty solid opponents. He's minus 300 on the money line. I don't think I'll play anything in this match. I think tomorrow is I like a lot less than I did today. I think I'll probably only have like 3-4 plays tomorrow. And then our next match is Zhang versus Olivio. I'll put you on Zhang either minus 2.5 at minus 130 or money line as a parlay piece with someone juiced. Just get that down. He's like, I think 17, a very young lefty talent. He's been playing a pretty solid tournament so far. And then we got Medvedevich versus Dijong. Medvedevich has been having a very good season so far. He is 14-5, just came off a a challenger win. Dijon has been having a pretty good tournament so far this year as well, or year so far. He's 28-10, so they have the same exact win percentage this season. Mijatovic had a medical timeout at the end of the third set today. He's played two very physical matches. Had a long match against Gekov, and then had a very long match against Serundlo as well. He looked pretty gassed there to me at the end, so if Dijon can get to a third set, I think he probably wins it just because of how gassed Mijatovic is. So Dijon got plus 125, might be a play for me. Or maybe take him to win 2-1, possibly, just to be a little fancy. Don't have to have a whole unit on it. Can I see that 0.5? And then we got Tabilo versus Vasasori. Tabilo was a ATP clay player, having a really tough last two seasons. Or no, I think he won an ATP tournament last year. But he's 17-9 this year, mostly challenger wins. He just won a title a couple weeks ago. Vasasori is just a clay player with a pretty solid serve. I think this might just be, I'm going to take the over here again tomorrow, just like I did today in Tabilo's match. Over 22.5 games, minus 130. Both are big servers. Vasasori has he's serving volleys a lot. And then we got, who's our next match? We got a couple left here. Then we got Rodionov versus Puy. Rodionov is minus 145. I'll probably skip out on this match because I'm rooting for Puy, but I can't really bet him. He got kind of lucky today. His opponent got injured, so he got pretty much a free third set. But it was losing until the injury happened. Rodionov came back down a set in a break against Denis Novak today. We unfortunately had Denis Novak. So, mainly just skips tomorrow for me. Stricker money line is a parlay piece. We got Shang either money line or minus 2.5. And then Tabilo Vasasori over 22.5 games. That's probably it for me for French Open. Then we got Geneva. I'm pretty sure there's only 4 matches tomorrow. We got Taylor Fritz versus Avashka. They've never played before. Fritz was down a set in a break today against Giron and ended up pretty much dominating after he went down a break in the second set. People think he's injured, like some abdominal injury. But I'm not too sure why he's playing this tournament. He should just be skipping it, resting up for French Open. Avashka, not a good clay player, really struggled with Adrian Manarino today, which is also a very bad opponent. I can't trust Taylor Fritz enough to play him on any bet, but I also can't trust Avashka to not get dominated. So that's really just a skip for me. Then we got Grigor Dimitrov versus Christopher O'Connell. They played it one time in 2017, so I really won't take that much into factor. If I had to make a bet here, it's probably just Dimitrov. Moneyline parlay with probably Stricker. That would probably be my bet tomorrow. Stricker and Dimitrov moneyline parlay. O'Connell had a injured opponent today in Zapata Morales. We had Zapata, but he retired in the middle of the second set. He didn't even win a game yet. He was really struggling physically. Then we got Zverev versus Wu. I kind of like Wu plus 5 games there. Well, it's down to 4.5. Let me see what 5 is. I don't really like 4.5. 5 is minus 150. 4.5 can be played. I think he can either get a tiebreaker or maybe even steal a set. Zverev is playing some of his worst tennis he has in his career just because of the injury he had last year in the French Open, which is next week. Snapped his leg, was out for the entire season, went through rehab. And then the last match is... Who am I missing? Oh, Casper Ruud versus Nicholas Jarry. I think I love over 22 and a half games there. I definitely see a tiebreaker in this match, or at least they go on three sets. Two big servers. Casper Ruud, I'll give him the return edge. But, he hasn't been the best this season, and also Jarry is, like, very, very good at altitude clay. But so is Casper Ruud. So I think we get at least a tiebreaker there, and then if it goes to a tiebreaker, just hope to get, whoever loses the first set gets four games in the next set. And then we got Lyon. And we got Jack Draper versus Cherundolo. Jack Draper just coming back from injury from Madrid. He cannot stay healthy to save his life. Draper is plus 150 in the money line. Cherundolo is minus 180. Draper looked pretty solid in his first two matches. Beat Kasmanovic and Muller. Cherundolo played an injured Varalis. It's kind of hard to make a bet here. Let me see what Cherundolo's record is against lefties. Let me take a look here. Cherundolo is 7-9 against lefties in his career, worse than his righties record. In the last 52 weeks, he's 5-3 against lefties. Let me see who those are. He beat Cam Nori, Monte Carlo, beat Delbonis, Mute, and Pelia. The only win I take there is Nori. I don't really care about any of the other three. Maybe Draper plus three games or... Yeah, probably just plus three games for me if I had to make a bet. But I probably won't bet that one tomorrow. Then we got Cameron Norrie versus Sebastian Baez. Norrie's been pretty rough the last couple weeks. His backhand was really struggling today against Gaffon. This is obviously Baez's favorite. Oh, they actually played here last year, and it went three sets. It was a very close match. Norrie won 6-4, 4-6, 7-5. It was a very close match. Let's buy Baez to win a set. I think he'll probably get one, possibly. Minus 155 to win a set. That might be on my card tomorrow or over 22 games. We'll make a decision there. And the next match is Tommy Paul versus Brandon Nakashima. I can't really make a bet here. 1-1 on the head-to-head. But Tommy Paul is struggling on clay this season. Nakashima just coming back from injury and is already not good on clay. Tommy Paul is the much better clay player, but he's been struggling the last two seasons. He's minus three games. I probably won't bet it just because how inconsistent he's been and probably doesn't care much about this tournament. He was just on like a fishing trip like a week ago. Not training at all, just fishing. And the last match on the card is FAA versus Arthur Fils. Arthur Fils played Mikael Ymer, and Ymer got very upset that the umpire would not check his ball mark and smashed his racket into the umpire chair and got disqualified. Some people have anger issues. FAA struggled with a much worse opponent than Arthur Fils. Got broke, I think, like five times or four times. I'll probably be on over 22 games or Fils plus 3.5. Maybe just for him to win a set, actually. Yeah, for Arthur Fils to win a set, minus 130. That will definitely be a play for me tomorrow just because FEA has been very inconsistent this year. And he's won in straights three times, but all against very bad opponents, but has also lost in straights several times. So I definitely see Arthur Fils winning a set tomorrow in his home country. We'll have the crowd support. And I think if he gives up a break against FAA, he should be able to serve it out. Has a big enough serve weapons to hit through FAA as well. It will be a battle of just hitting hard. It will be a fun match to watch tomorrow. But I think that's going to be all for me. A much shorter podcast today, because yesterday we had to go over like 40-something matches. Today we only had to go over like 20. I'll have my card out here in a couple hours. Just going to think about a couple plays and finalize up the card. I hope you guys watch this and let me know any recommendations or thoughts that I can change about the podcast or anything I should do. I'll see you guys tomorrow for the final round of the French Open qualifiers, and I believe the quarterfinals or semifinals for ATP tournaments.